This is episode 1732. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you give yourself permission to slow down. We are launching into a brand new meditation series this week, and it's all about mental health and wellness. This is perhaps one of the most important series I will have created. In fact, I'm dedicating this entire month of March to meditation series loaded with insights, meditation techniques, talks with experts, and so much more having to do with mental health and wellness. As I record this, we are launching into the month of March, and so this will be a full month to become as mentally fit as you possibly can. And you can become incredibly mentally fit. So if you are one of the millions of people who suffer from the devastating effects of stress, illness, depression, and other mental illnesses, or if you have loved ones, then you are part of the 18%, over 18% by some statistics, of people who in fact battle this devastating illness. And it is a battle. As we go through this series, you will discover a different meditation technique, as always in each episode, that you can do as you settle yourself down and meditate. If you need a little more support, you can find full half-hour guided meditations at my Sip and Om meditation app. There you find additional tools and support, including a journal customized for this week's theme, a mental wellness journal, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques right there at your fingertips, organized for you, that you can use throughout your day when you're feeling stressed. There are a few more perks on the Sip and Om meditation app, but that's where you can get started if you need a little more support. I want to share with you a definition I came across as I was doing research for this series, and this comes from Medical News Today, and it's by Christian Nordqvist, and it's titled, "What is Mental Health?" Mental health, it says in this article, refers to our cognitive, behavioral, and emotional well-being. It is all about how we think, feel, and behave. The term mental health is sometimes used to mean an absence of a mental disorder. Well, mental health definitely impacts your relationships, every aspect of your life, and even your physical health. It can stand between you and your ability to enjoy life. I've already mentioned how common mental health problems occur each year, and that was a statistic for the United States, where I live, but it's also estimated that in the United States and much of the developed world, mental disorders are one of the leading causes of disability. So 1 in 5 Americans experience mental health problems each year, and it's very similar in many areas of the world. Common disorders are anxiety, as well as panic or phobias, obsessive compulsiveness, post-traumatic stress, and many mood disorders such as major depression or bipolar or persistent depressive disorder or SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And there are also schizophrenia disorders. When you hear some of these disorders, in fact, I don't even like to call them disorders, because mental wellness is available to everyone. The road to mental wellness can be paved with a lot of pain and despair, and I want to help you break through that in this week's series so that you see the hope and the possibilities that are available to you. If you're here listening to this series and you're meditating, maybe you already meditate or you are starting a meditation ritual so that you can feel better about your life, know that you are on the right track. I want to say, though, that meditation is not for everyone, especially if you are majorly depressed or have extreme anxiety or phobias. In that case, I don't necessarily recommend that you sit down and close your eyes and try to meditate, because what can happen is if you have a mind that's ruminating, sitting down, closing your eyes, and trying to relax can cause you to ruminate even more. But what you can do is a meditation technique, and that's exactly what I share here on the podcast. So doing a breathing technique, repeating an affirmation, doing a visualization, and the other tested techniques that I share with you this week can help you to feel a little calmer. So it's up to you whether or not you feel ready to go into a focused meditation or whether you want to do a meditation technique for a little relief. And sometimes even a little relief means a lot. And the more you do a little relief, the more it adds up to bigger results for you on your journey to mental wellness. So we will start today by doing a mini body relaxation technique that you can do to feel calmer and to focus your mind if you're feeling panic or anxiety. So as you settle yourself into your meditation, just visualize where you may be feeling stress or agitation in your body right now. And consciously release tension to the best of your ability in that area. You can use your breath to help you along the way. Go ahead and inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. And on the next inhale, visualize surrounding this area of tension or tightness with your breath. You could even give it a color. And as you exhale, visualize the tension breaking up and dissipating. Go ahead and repeat this technique as many times as you feel necessary. You can move around your body, breaking up different areas of tension. Know that you are so worth slowing down for.